Well, good morning again. Today's text from John is quite different from other Gospels talking about Jesus' beginning. It is more poetic and mystic than Luke or Matthew. Theologians could spend days or even years talking about this text. And guess what? I would love to join them in that talk. Today, I'd like to look at John chapter 1, verse 14, in two different translations. Hear a story about a familiar children's song, and finally, reflect on love. So let's begin with a text from John chapter 1, verse 14, in two translations. And what I want you to do is notice how they're similar and notice how they're different. So this is what we just read. This is from the New Revised Standard Version, and this is how it reads. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It was in the beginning. Oh, that's the wrong one. Sorry, I must have given Ted the wrong one. So we're going to just listen. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen His glory. The glory as a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. And then this is from The Message. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one of a kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish. The word that really jumps out at me is neighborhood. God came to my neighborhood? Does this mean God is in all our neighborhoods? Sometimes we ask, how can God let bad things happen? Well, what if God is not letting bad things happen? But life happens, and God is in the middle of it with us. God is with people who are suffering, people who are filled with joy, and people in every neighborhood. We sing about this in Hark the Herald Angels Sing by Charles Wesley in the second verse, and it says, Hail the incarnate deity. And the last line in this verse says, And Jesus, our Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus came so that we might know God. Martin Luther called Christ the mirror of the Father's heart. Jesus came to my neighborhood and your neighborhood. Jesus came for all. I was recently reading an article about children's songs, and I came across this. One of the world's best-known children's songs is Jesus Loves Me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. The song was originally composed for a novel, Say and Seal, published in 1860. It tells the story of a little boy, Johnny, who is sick and dying. He's being rocked in the arms of his Sunday school teacher, John Linden, and asks John to sing him a song. John sings, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. The message of that song extends way, way beyond the simplistic childhood faith. Karl Barth, one of the most influential theologians of the 20th century, he possessed a brilliant mind and wrote thousands of words exploring the interrelation of faith, theology, and culture. Towards the end of his life, Barth gave a lecture at the University of Chicago Divinity School. At the end of the lecture, he was asked what he considered to be the greatest theological discovery of his life. Everyone sat with bated breath, ready for an extended and complex answer. But Karl Barth paused for a moment. Then he smiled and said, "The greatest theological insight that I have ever had is this. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." One commentator that I read said that, and this I totally agree with, this: the most important part of our text from John today, what impresses me most about God, is God's love. Some people are impressed by the power of Almighty God, that God could bring something out of nothing in creation. I am most impressed with the love of God, because it is love that brings God to the neighborhood. Love and compassion bring God next door. It is this love that gives me great joy as I celebrate the Word moved into my neighborhood and your neighborhood. The number one question I am asked over and over again, week after week, Monday through Sunday, is this: does God love me? Could God really love me after all I've done? And my answer is always yes. We have a forgiving God who accepts the words "I'm sorry" from us when we truly mean it. We are reminded of this in our scripture today because John begins this redeeming grace in verses 16 and 17. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. It is up to us to embody this love and grace in our neighborhoods, bearing witness to the light we have seen, felt, and heard in Jesus Christ, so that we truly embody the message of our hymn, "I want to walk as a child of the light." Amen.